Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Pam Danziger is here. Pam is the president of Unity Marketing. She's the author of Putting the Lux Specs in Luxury, Luxury Marketing Disrupted, Meet the Henry, Shops at Pop. You've got to get the idea here, folks. She's a retail expert, and especially in the area of the higher end customers, the Henrys, the high earners, not rich yet, as she coined the term. She's our good friend Pam. Welcome back.
Well, it's great to be with you. Hopefully, everybody's starting to see things come back to normal, at least
right.
A little bit.
Well, now, Pam, we don't use that word around here. Normal. That's
normal. Yeah.
I think normal took a train out of town about 4 months ago, but I call it the new regular. We're in the middle of the new regular. But Pam, today, literally, as at this moment, across the country, there are businesses that are opening their doors for the first time since March, probably. What do you, as a retail expert, what do you say to these people? What should they be thinking about?
Well, I mean, they should have been thinking about reopening, you know, the first day after they closed, and mm-hmm. they should have been really continuing to communicate with their employees as well as with their customers. So, you know, maybe a little late if they've just sort of closed up shop and have gone off.
I actually talked to people who said, I haven't been in my business in 2 months. I don't understand that.
No, I don't.
Were they locked down that much that they couldn't even drive to their businesses? I don't know. I've never seen a governor that could make me do that.
No, I agree with you. I mean, it's like this was such a disruptive influence that small business owners needed to be, you know, working day and night.
That's right.
To get ready for when they could reopen.
Right.
And so, you know, it may be a little bit too late if they
have some of the
really
people who are not going to recover from this might if they'd taken your advice, if they just never stopped working, even if they didn't have customers.
That's right. Well, I've seen, you know, estimates of about 15% of businesses will not be able to reopen. Mm. I just wonder if that may be a little bit low in terms of.
I think it is low because there'd be a combination of people who can't come back. They just literally don't have the ability to mount the business again. But then there also be people, and I wrote about this, people who are the upper end of the baby boomers who are just going to say, you know, I've been thinking about retirement. I don't think I want to relaunch. It's just too much trouble. I'm going to go ahead and hang it up right now. I think there'll be a lot of people.
That's
like
right.
That.
And you can't find a buyer for your
well, that's it.
Either,
no. You just have to toss the keys over to somebody. So in terms of the people, the luxury folks, what's the impact of all this going to have on the higher end customer?
Well, I don't think that it's going to be any different between the higher-end customer and the lower-end customer. I think what's really important for businesses to understand, though, is that the higher-end customers are the ones that are going to probably likely have more discretionary income to spend. So they're really the mm-hmm. ones that they need to lean into to get their businesses started back up again. So I think we really need to look at the high earners, not rich yet, which are people with incomes of about $100,000 and above, and that's, you know, many people say, you know, in New York and California, mm-hmm. $100,000 is not, you know, is hardly high income.
But in the middle of Pennsylvania, flyover Pennsylvania, that's a nice number.
That's right. I mean, they have incomes over, you know, at the top 30% of all U.S. households. And then there's the affluent, the super affluent or the ultra mm-hmm. affluent, which have incomes of about $250,000 and above, but they're only 5% of the household. So, mm-hmm. so small local businesses really need to lean into the Henry kind of demographic, mm-hmm. which are people that, you know, have been able during the the pandemic and during the lockdowns have been able to work from their home because they're working online and they're you know, professional creative class workers. So they're not going to be as affected by unemployment.
But they're going to have new expectations. Their old expectations of wanting a little bit more and being willing to pay for it, I think that's going to not change. But they're going to have new expectations about how you serve them, aren't you? What do you think?
Yeah. Well, I think that's absolutely right. I mean, I'm looking at them and I'm seeing that, you know, we've talked a lot about wellness. I mean, because this is a health crisis, so everybody's concerned about health and wellness. Mm-hmm. But I think there's going to be a new trend that's going to come in over top of just wellness, and it's what I call well-being. And that includes emotional well-being, right. You know, feeling confident, and then also the question of financial well-being. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, the last recession is still pretty much in everybody's, you know, memories. And this has taken so many people have taken a hit from this, and the economy is going to take a big dive. So I think that the affluent consumers are going to be very concerned about maintaining financial well-being. So I think that we're going to see sort of a restructuring and a reevaluation of how they make purchases and why they make purchases.
And you need to stay close to these people, don't you? Shouldn't you be talking to these people and saying, okay, and say to them something like, you know what? I know we're headed off into something new here. You probably have a different way of thinking about how you're going to do business in the future. Would you mind telling me what you're thinking about, how you feel right now about all this? And you're going to make purchases. How can I serve that? What's wrong with that?
That's right. Well, I really do think that the local economies, I mean, that people are going to really be keenly aware of helping and supporting local businesses. So I think there's going to be a lot of tailwinds for Main Street retailers and small local businesses with consumers really interested and knowing how, you know, we're the idea of we're all in this together and how important local businesses are to their local communities. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be that awareness. We just have to ride that and make sure we communicate that appropriately in our marketing messages
Do you agree with me that we need to make sure that we charge enough for this? Don't open your business afraid to charge people, because if you can't charge enough to make a profit, you cannot stay in business. And it's going to be more profound now than it would have been 6 months ago. What do you think?
Well, I think so too. I mean, I think you can't just, you know, put things on sale and expect people to buy them. I mean, I think you really need to be keenly aware of the value proposition.
That's right.
And you've got to put those values forward rather than simply, you know, knocking down prices and trying to
Pam, unitymarketing.com, is that right?
Unitymarketingonline.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.